Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Access All Areas. I'm Stephen Lane.
And I'm Bobby Norris.
How are you, babes?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good, thank you. Really good. Loving the weather. I think we've only got a couple of days left of it, so I'm going to try and enjoy it as much as I can.
You're looking like you've got a bit of a new look at the moment, Bob.
Well, do you know what? I've literally got home from the gym about half hour ago, but I went through the phase during lockdown. I love that we call it a phase. It was about a year of not picking up an air dryer or a brush and just having like natural air. And the last couple of days, I've just done the same. I thought, do you know what? Out the shower, into the gym, don't even blow dry it. So yeah, back to just the natural curl. Yeah, it's, especially in this heat as well, getting an air dryer out and blow drying your hair to go gym seems... Yeah,
I'm not that excessive.
Yeah, you know, some people like literally do their hair and just to
full face and makeup. Yeah,
just to get the photo for the gram. I don't do it. I think just know what, because I always come out looking like a mess anyway. I could have the best blow dry in the world, and I'm never one of these people like these fitness models that look amazing in the gym.
It's all, they're all just perfectly, yeah.
They just look, they
after
look
a full
than,
workout.
Yeah, they look better than I look like on a night out.
I've been to one gym class last week, but what are gyms actually like now? I don't even know.
So they're all still very socially distanced and having to follow the guidelines of only so many people, I believe, being allowed in at certain times.
Right. And you have to book?
Yeah, still booking slots. Mm. And a lot of the equipment, well, all the equipment, in fact, is kind of taped so you know where your 2 meters are.
Yeah.
They've just seemed so on the ball with it, though, since they was allowed to reopen this last time around and they've put all the measures in place. I mean, I think I said, like, the first day was, I've never seen the gym like it. Obviously, the limit of people they could have, everyone was desperate to get in there.
Yeah.
But everyone is just, because we are having a social distance, you just have to wait that little bit longer to use equipment and whatever.
Yeah.
It's definitely quietened off now, which is nice.
Yeah, I bet. Because I do actually really want to I really enjoyed, I did a spin class last week and on Friday. Well, and they did, it was a spin with a glass of Prosecco at the end of it. So I was up for that. I really, really enjoyed it. And it did make me think I probably should start to think about rejoining a gym and kind of getting back into doing all that stuff. Because I quit when the pandemic happened because my gym was in Camden and I wasn't going into town anymore. So it was a bit pointless for me to have this gym that I was just never going to use.
Yeah.
I mean, if it all sounds like it's kind of leveling off, maybe now's the time to join.
People are definitely, I think there's people that prefer to train in the morning before work. You've got your people that like the evening and then those that kind of guess afternoon and lunchtime. So I guess everyone's just kind of found the times they can fit in around work. And I guess as well, as time goes on, less and less people are on furlough. I think more people, thankfully, are able to go back to work. So maybe there's a lot more people later in the evenings going to the gym.
Yeah.
So I tend to try and like to get it in early. So it just sets me up for the day a little bit.
Are you one of those people? I just find if I go early by lunchtime, I'm like trying not to fall asleep.
See, no, it's, I'm the other way with it.
Really?
It actually sets me up for a day. I feel so good for the rest of the day and then can kind of go home, have a bit of food and feel like, right, a nice, good old rest, bit of sleep.
That's true, yeah.
But I guess it all depends on the kind of shifts and the hours people work. Maybe it'd be different depending on work and stuff.
Yeah, fair. I mean, that's exactly what happens with me with rowing. Once I'm off the water, I'm like, right, well, I've earned myself 2 pints at the pub, so...
How was rowing? You was there this weekend?
Yeah, it was really bad, actually. No one died, no one was injured, but...
That's always good.
But just a real load of mistakes and just problems one after the next. My blade came out of the thing that it's supposed to sit in and I was trying to hold on to it in the water and... I was just having problems, and other people in the boat were having problems as well. So it was just a bit of a mess of a session. But hopefully I'll be back on Sunday, and hopefully it will be better next time. But
is it a lot harder because of the weather? Doing it in this heat, does that make it harder? Because the gyms are obviously air con, so you don't really notice. It's actually a pleasure to be in them.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah, I actually think it is part of the problem because you can't, if you're in the middle of like a race, you know, you're learning how to race and stuff, you can't stop. So no matter how like uncomfortable or hot and sweaty you feel, you have to keep going. And the guy who was coxing our boat, the guy at the front who shouts and tells you what to do, didn't really, I don't know, he lost his phone. Actually, that was one of the other things that happens. His phone dropped in the water. So he was obviously annoyed. And he didn't factor in that we might need a water break. So everyone was desperately trying to, like, in the 2 seconds between two different things, like trying to gas down some water. So, it was just a bit hectic. But, you know, I'm going to keep at it.
Absolutely. And that's only, in all the time you've been doing it, that's not only the first time, isn't it, that you feel like you've had not a great one. So that's bad.
Exactly. And people will go to a gym, right, and have a bad session and stuff.
Definitely.
Like, it's just trying to keep your mind in check, really, which is the whole point, really, isn't it? It's like your mind is trying to like be like, oh, don't bother, like you don't need to do this, this is rubbish, but like, no, I want to be there. And
I think for the mind, all these kind of things, whether it's gym, rowing, running, I actually think that it's the mind what it's best for. Do you know what I mean? You've got a kind of, and when your head's telling you that, like for me, as I've said before, it's just that one place that I just find it so good for my head when I'm in that gym. Obviously, having that break, I don't know if it was the same for you when you went back after having all that time in lockdown, but it takes a while to get back to where we were pre all of that, because we've just not been able to keep a lot of it up.
Yeah, 100%.
But at least Sunday, it'll be a bit cooler as well, so hopefully no one's dropping phones. You can hold on to your raw.
Fingers crossed, David. We can but hope, yeah. Well, we have a super exciting show today. We have one of your TOWIE co-stars. I sound like an American when they say it. TOWIE co-stars, he's soon to be ex-co-star, Joey on up first. Then we have very exciting from S Club 7, Bradley and Tina coming on to chat. And then finally, last week I did a little pre-record with Love Island's Wes Nelson. Singer, songwriter, producer extraordinaire, Wes Nelson. We'll be playing that out at the end of the show. Although I did have to cut my interview slightly short because I had a flower delivery from my mother arrive, and the man kept on buzzing the little buzzer right there.
Oh, bless.
So I had to cut it slightly short. Good show coming up.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Been a nice little mix.
Nice little mix indeed. The showbiz news this week, as ever, has not stopped. Have you seen? I mean, I'm very excited for her. She's been a guest on the show a couple of times. Jeanette from Strictly is the new Zoe Ball. She's taking over It Takes Two. I think that's such an amazing opportunity for her, right?
Completely. And I think someone who knows the show as well as Jeanette, who's obviously been a professional dancer on the show, I think it's great that it's kind of someone in-house who's took that job, because she's going to have a completely different perspective. But I think there's always going to be that tricky kind of easing in period, especially when you're replacing someone as iconic as Zoe. Yeah. But I think, do you know what? I'm sure she'll find her feet with it and bring something completely different to the table.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Like every time I've interviewed her, she's always just been so kind and fun and open and stuff. And I think probably the Strictly producers saw an opportunity in her to kind of bring that more to the forefront, right? I mean, sadly, it does mean that she won't be dancing as a professional on the show anymore. But, sometimes you've got to try something new, haven't you?
Absolutely. And I think it's great. You know what? Getting her finger in a completely different pie, as we say, no dance better than anyone. So I think it'll be a really, really good fit for the show. I really do. And I'm excited to see how she does. I hope people do give her a few weeks, though. Do you know what I mean? Because you know what it's like. It's always hard when someone takes a position of someone who's done it for a long time and is such a household name of a presenter, there's always going to be comparisons, but I don't think you can compare at all. Two completely different presenters, and just excited to see what she'll bring. I'm sure she'll bring her own thing to the show and make it her own.
Yeah, definitely. And if they're looking for any guests on It Takes Two, Jeanette, then both me and Bobby are free to come in and give our expert opinion on dance.
Absolutely, we're here. Bell us up, babes. Bell us up. I also saw Katie Price bringing out a new book.
Yeah, with Harvey, right?
Yeah, which I think, do you know, off the success of the show she did, which I actually found, I'm sure we spoke about this before, I found it so emotional seeing that side of Kate and Harvey and his whole journey. I think it's great. Obviously, this isn't Kate's first book. She's done a lot of books over the years, but have always been more show busy, autobiography, novel. I think this is the first time we're going to see a book which is her as mum and solely about Harvey. And I think it will be great. I think it was going to help a lot of people. And as I say, that the show went down so well. So many people loved seeing that side of her. I think it'll be great.
I think, what the thing with Katie is, it's like, despite, no matter what you think about her and what she's done over the years, I don't think anyone's ever really doubted that she is a good mum, especially to someone like Harvey, who's got, extra needs. And she, you really saw it in that show, didn't you, that her desire to do what's best for him, you know, and that was a challenge in itself, finding out all the schools and things that he could go to and what works for him and, you know, the difficulties of raising him and stuff. She's always been very open and very honest about that. So, yeah, I think this book is probably going to be a great opportunity to go delve a bit deeper, I guess, into that side of her.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to say the Katie at home, the Kate behind closed doors. I think so many people, we're so used to seeing Katie do various shows and the fantastic career she's made for herself. But like you say, I think so many people forget that actually she goes home and is a fantastic mum. And as we say, the show was a great success, and I'm sure the book will be the same. So best of luck to both of them.
Yeah, definitely. I was actually a bit confused when I read this news at first. I don't know if you saw Millie McIntosh, former Made in Chelsea star, and her partner Hugo Taylor. She's now pregnant with her second child with him, 13 months after she had her last baby. So that means that within a year, she's pregnant again. I mean, you must really want to have a family, get it out of the way and done quick, right? If you're getting pregnant again within a year.
Yeah. See, in a way, I kind of think it's a very clever move. Do you know what I mean? Because once you start your journey into parenthood, and if you definitely want a couple, whether you want two or three or however many you want, if you kind of keep them close together, it's a great way to doing it. But also, let's not forget, there's been a lockdown and a pandemic. So it's maybe that comes into, because they do say there's been a baby boom where a lot of people have been at home and not working. People have been obviously finding their own entertainment when they're not on a Zoom quiz.
Oh my God, Zoom quizzes. I feel like they're so retro now. Wow. Can you imagine if someone invited you to a Zoom quiz now? You'd be like, no, thanks. Like,
that's so 2020. That's so Tiger King.
But I mean, obviously good for her. And I'm very pleased for her. But yeah, I think you're right, actually. Well, there's only, between me and my sister, there's like 21 months or something like that, 18, 21 months. And I think, it is actually quite nice when you have a sibling in close in age, because you're more likely to have, similar understanding, like similar interests and stuff. You know what I mean? So yeah, probably for Millie, that might be part of her thinking, I should imagine.
And I'm guessing being closer in age could have a right bond and friendship there. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm guessing you've only been one school year above, which is kind of nice as well. I mean, so I don't really know, but I guess it, I remember always thinking, I wish I had a brother or sister that was a year above, just because you always feel like it was quite cool when someone had a brother or sister that was a year above, or had a, just in general, at school.
I definitely know what you mean. I do, my sister, I was a year above my sister, and I was a bit of a theatre kid, and she was like a bit of a grunger. So at the time, she was probably quite embarrassed of me being just a year above. But, you know, we got on well now, and that was then and this is now.
Love that. Oh, congratulations to us. Lovely news.
Yeah, definitely. I did also want to mention my obvious obsession with Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
Yeah, what's the latest here, babes?
They have now officially been seen kissing. There's picture and video of them kissing at a an event. Well, not an event. It was like a party that she had with her family. So it's basically like reintroducing Ben into the family. Now, if to me, I'm still a bit like, Christ, just like, what, 3 months ago, you were still engaged to the last bloke you were with and planning your wedding. And now suddenly you've got your family round and your kids and you're having like, you know, a party with your ex from 20 years ago. I find it just so mind blowing.
Yeah, it's I think when exes get back together, especially when there's been an engagement on the cards, both with them and then also since, I just wonder if it if you're in a headspace by that point. I reckon they're going to go all the way and make this work now, because I think you go from long-term relationships to come out of her previous relationship and be engaged. I think surely that means that you're in a stage where you want to settle down, get married, and you've been engaged to this one already, babes. Do you know what I mean? So maybe it's not long till he puts a ring on it.
Do you think? I mean, I would be, that would be a definite another twist in the tale. I mean, if she's like the video where they're kissing, her kids come up to her while they're talking, and then her kids come up to her to show them something on a phone or something. And you think, well, if your kids are there, then you're probably pretty serious about that, right? Because you're not trying to hide anything from them, or like, you know. And you, and I guess most people, even someone of J-Lo's fame, wants to keep their kids' lives fairly stable, right? You wouldn't want a new man in every week. No. So I wonder if she, yeah, kind of like you said, maybe she's super keen to get things moving.
I'd love to be a flaw in the wall.
Me too. Yeah, 100%. I have no idea why I'm so obsessed with this. I think it's just the fact that it's all just happened so quick.
And it's nostalgia.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be half the story that it is if it wasn't a previous ex, especially Ben, who you was engaged to. There's so many layers. It's an onion. There's so many layers to it. And I think that's why we're all talking about it and so interested. But yet are we to receive a statement from either of them confirming? But I'm guessing the pap shots are kind of an indication. We've seen a few now. So
yeah. Yeah, I don't think they're definitely not trying to hide it, are they? It's they've been at the gym. I think there was a thing saying they'd been kissing at the gym, right? But there was no pictures. This is the first picture of them fully draped all over each other playing tonsil tennis. Oh God, I sound like my mother.
So they're not keeping it on the DL then. They're quite, which is lovely. I think when you're in that stage of a relationship where maybe neither of them care, maybe they feel like they've this is the old romantic in my head.
Yeah.
I think they've realised that they've missed each other. Maybe they've always still loved each other. I mean, as we keep coming back to the most spoke about watch ever, that watch has come back out. That's seen the light of day again.
Yeah, yeah.
And now maybe they're like, do you know what? We don't even care what people think, what people are saying. We just want to be together. And I kind of hope that is what they're both thinking, really.
Yeah, you're probably right. And I think probably, yeah, so J-Lo's watch, she's like 52 or something. And Ben's, I think, probably about the same age, maybe in his late 40s. Like, yeah, why not? If you're going to do it, then's the time, right? Like, make the most of it.
I wonder if we'll ever get a statement or an interview from the ex, what's his thoughts on it? Because I'm sure his WhatsApp group and his group chat's got a few things to say with him and the boys.
He's dated a lot of celebrities before, hasn't he? He dated Cameron Diaz, he dated Madonna. So I think he's probably, he likes a famous lady. So we might see him with another one at some point, maybe.
Yeah, watch this space.
Watch this space, indeed.
We'll be here for it. We'll be discussing it here on Access All Areas.
We certainly will be.
Put your bottom dollar on that.
Well, our first guest, Joey, is here, so let's get him in.
Amazing.
Hi.
How are you, Joe?
I'm good, thank you, Bob. How are you?
Really good, thank you, babe. Really good. You've been enjoying this lovely little bit of weather we've had.
I have. It's so bipolar though. Like, I get all excited and I love it, and then it goes all rainy again. So it's like, get my hopes up. It's the worst.
Just got to make the most of it. Every day we've got a little bit of sun. I'm like, do you know what? Everyone just seems happier, don't they? Yeah. So I'll take it. We deserve it after the craziness.
So how has the last few months been for you? Because obviously stuff's been happening. You'd be making choices and decisions about where you want to be and what you want to do.
Yeah. I feel like I don't know, I feel like time this year has gone so quick. Like, I can't believe we're like 6 months away from 2022.
Oh, no, yeah.
It's scary, isn't it?
It's so weird. I feel like the past year has just been merged as like one kind of thing, like just 1 month all crammed. So I don't know. It's been, I don't know. I wouldn't say it's been a whirlwind. I feel like that's a bit melodramatic, but.
No, it's been a shit show, Joe, isn't it? Let's call it for what it is. It's been a crazy old time.
But it has been weird. It's just been a bit all over the place.
And how are you feeling now? So obviously in the most recent series of Terry, you've now said, I don't know if it was the finale or one of the last episodes of that series, that you've decided that you're going to kind of leave the show. Obviously we can't say leaving the show when we're on the show, but you're kind of going to go to uni and study fashion. What brought that on, Joe?
It's weird because I had the thought in the back of my head about leaving the show for the whole of last series and the series before that. So it wasn't like a decision that I come up with quickly, because I knew that once I said I'm leaving, I'm like, oh, actually, no, I take it back. I want to stay. Something. So I was like, I actually need to be like 100% certain about it. But I just think like I started when I was 17, and I just feel like I left college to go on the show. And I feel like, and I don't regret that at all, because I would have been stupid to have said no. But I just feel like I wasn't at that point then in going to uni. I wasn't in that mindset. I needed to go on the show. I needed to do that and grow on the show in public in order to get to the point that I wanted to go to uni kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And have you found the 2 years you've spent on the show, how do you look back at your time now?
I feel like it's a bittersweet thing, but even though it is bittersweet, like I appreciate all of it. Like even the moments where I was really sad and I felt, when I was arguing with everyone, like I had to do all of that kind of thing. Like I had to experience all of that. It's just, I look at it as an experience, like anything else. I feel like a lot of people look at Tao and they're like, okay, well, I want to get a brand deal with Pretty Little Thing. I want that kind of thing. But I kind of, like, for me, like, I feel like I was too young to look at it like that. It was an experience for me, and I enjoyed it, even the moments that I didn't enjoy it at the time.
And I think the thing is, the way you've got to look at it, whether it was done on a show or not, part of life and growing up is that you go through things, don't you? We learn about ourselves, we meet new people, we have our arguments sometimes. That's generally just life, and it's just for us on TV, especially on reality TV, that's film. But then kind of things would still be happening if you wasn't on the show. So I think it's great to kind of look back at your experience with fond memories. Because as I say, like, yeah, you grow as a person, don't you? Especially joining as young as 17. 17 is very young to join a reality show, really, I think. So you're still finding out about yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, I said to myself, I was like, I couldn't have gone to uni when I was 17 because I was still so young and that I still cared about what everyone thought of me kind of thing. And then now, like, I can go to uni and I'm not going to care whether someone at my uni doesn't like me, because Karen from Sheffield says she hates me on Twitter kind of thing. So it doesn't make a difference to me whether someone from my uni class doesn't like me.
But the thing is, you're going to Manchester, you're going to be studying fashion. You know, you're going to be in a big open environment. You're going to be meeting lots of new people, right? That's quite exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. Believe it or not, I'm a very socially awkward person. Like, I'm very shy. So I am kind of nervous. Just, I don't, like, I look back at when I first joined the show, I was really shy then. Like, it's like, the thing I always describe starting Tao to is, like, when you go from year six into year seven. Like, when you go to secondary school, that's how I always described it.
That was a long time ago for me, so not really a recent memory. But I appreciate what you're saying.
I love Manchester. I think it's such an amazing city. So what an exciting place to choose to go to university. I'm sure you're going to have such a ball. Do you know when you start?
When you apply for uni, you can either apply for one or you can apply for five. So I've applied for two in Manchester and two in London. And then I applied for one in Brighton, but I don't want to go to the one in Brighton. But different ones, different courses, because I applied for fashion design and fashion art direction, and they're both in Manchester. But every course has a different start date kind of thing. So some start in September and then some start in October. So the early fall kind of thing is when the majority of them start.
And will you be able to do it in person, do you know, at the moment? Or have they not made any decisions about that yet?
So wherever I go, like even if I was to, because I still haven't 100% tried, like I've had offers from Manchester, I've had offers from London, and I haven't accepted either of them yet, because I'm just waiting to act. I'm so last minute, I'll probably decide what I'm going to go for the day before. Yeah, no, honestly. But like, I don't know, wherever I go, I'll be staying at the accommodation. So even if I was to go to one, the one in London, I just want to get away. I wouldn't be staying at home. So you kind of have to go in, if that makes sense.
Right, yeah.
Where you're at the accommodation.
Do you think that this is like the end of your reality TV career? Do you think you're going to...
I don't know. I feel like never say never. I feel like for now... Yes, I mean, who knows? In 10 years, I could have, you know, Keeping Up with Joey Turner, I don't know. But I feel like for now, I don't know, I'm always open to stuff. Like, that's like what I said earlier, like with me, I'm just up for an experience, mm-hmm. whatever it may be. So, you know, if a producer got in contact with me to do so that, like, I'm just open to learning more and doing more and, you know, spiritually becoming enlightened.
we all have those moments.
Yeah, literally.
And would you do anything differently if you had the opportunity to do it again?
Non-regret Rianne.
Oh, really? Yeah, you're one of those people. I wish I could be like that. I regret everything.
What does that mean? Is that French? What does it mean?
No regrets.
I feel like whilst I was on the show, like if you had asked me that whilst I was on the show, I'd probably say loads of things. But I feel like I'm at the point now, like, I don't know, it feels like I left ages ago now. So it just feels like a complete different chapter of my life. I don't really like to look back and think, oh, I wish I did that differently. I wish I did this differently. Because I feel like you just drive yourself insane.
I'm always so jealous of people like that, because I'm exactly the opposite. I overthink every single thing I do. So good for you. You're such a young age to be that just strong with your decision, I think.
Yeah. I mean, not that I would do them again, but, you know, I did what I did at the time. I had fun doing it.
Yeah. And it is what it is. Like you say, you live and you learn from it. And how exciting that you've got this whole new chapter coming up. Do you know what I mean? University, meeting new people, getting a degree in fashion, which I know you love.
Yeah,
I think it's exciting times for you, Joe. Great times.
Thank you. I am kind of nervous. Like when I go to my friend's uni, she always sneaks me into her uni halls. but people there, they're like, I love it because they're all in like their own little world. Like they don't care. Like I feel like Essex is very much like a microcosm. You know, it's like its own little bubble. Whereas uni, like there's people from here and there and everywhere, and they just my friend said to me, she was like, Joey, when you go to uni there's always going to be a bigger weirdo and no one's going to give a fuck what you're doing because they're too focused on themselves. And it's so
good
true
point. yeah and it's actually really one of the best things that happened to me at university is I met friends that I've still got for life, and they're from all over the world, and you know, it really opens your eyes to different ways of living. And yeah, I'm jealous that you're about to go through all of that.
Yeah.
Well, Joey, thanks so much for speaking to us today, and best of luck at university.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care, Joe.
Thank you.
Stay safe, won't you?
You too. Hopefully, see you soon.
Yeah, fingers crossed. When I'm next up in Manchester, who knows? I might see you out and about in Canal Street.
Yeah, definitely will.
Take care, Joe. Best of luck. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. See you.
Bye.
How exciting!
Do you know what, all this talk of Manchester, I've never actually been, and I'm going for the first time in September.
Oh my God, you're going to love it, Steve. It's one of my favourite places.
I'm really looking forward to it, actually, because like you said, everyone, actually, that is a lie. I did go for an afternoon once on the way back from Liverpool. But yeah, like I haven't ever properly experienced it, so I'm dead excited to finally have the opportunity.
Oh my God, I love it. I'll tell you some amazing places to go. Joe, there's a handful of places in the UK that I could live in. Manchester is definitely one of them. I just love it. It's got the whole vibe of it is just incredible.
Interesting. Well, I can't wait. Well, well, thanks, Joe. That was very nice to speak to him. What a lovely guy. And yeah, best of luck to him, because that's a big deal. So anyway, we
life changing.
Yeah, exactly. We have our next guest. Well, I think we have Tina here.
Amazing.
Do we have Bradley? I'm not sure.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. I actually just texted him saying, Brad, where are you?
Babe.
Radio babe.
How's
I'm
it
sure
going?
He's up. I hope he's up. He is a bit of a rascal. He just sort of, yeah, anyway.
I might have had a messy night last night. Yeah. How have you been, anyway. Man? You're right, team.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you? I'm
really good, thank you. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Oh, my pleasure. No, thank you for having me on. I love the show. Huge fan of Towie.
Oh, thank you, my love.
Can I just say, yeah. You look amazing.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, thank you.
What is your secret?
I'm like, a bit hot today. I don't know. I just sort of, quite healthy, but not like over the top.
You're just lucky with genes, because like, some people just have like lucky with their parents or something, right? Like,
yeah, my mom looks good for age, so yeah, thanks, mom. Yeah,
inherited them good genes.
Yeah, thank you.
I love your kitchen as well, too. By the way. Your marble stunning. That it's a bit of me.
Thank you. I've just had it done actually.
Beautiful.
So
I love it.
Yeah, I've got in my the kitchen.
So tell us a bit about this Beat Summer party that you're working on.
Yes, so we're performing at the Beat Summer party, and it's an amazing cause. It's all for it's basically to help eating disorders. It's a charity. Mm-hmm. It's for eating disorders and anorexia. So, it's something that we really wanted to get involved in. And also there's a whole host of people performing with us as well. So it's going to be a really, really good night. And hopefully we'll raise awareness and lots of money and all that.
I bet you're excited to get out there and get back on the stage after. It feels like so long, isn't it, since people in music can be able to get up and sing.
It's pretty much been a year and a half since we last performed, so it's literally like being like locked up and then like, whoa, an audience again. And we've done like three festivals in the last sort of week, and we've had there's been like, I don't know, a crowd of 5,000. It's just bizarre. It's just like, oh, okay. You feel like you feel like a little bit rusty. You're like, oh, okay. But when they all start singing Reach, it's, yeah, you're like, okay, it's all right. It's gonna be all right.
Is Reach always the song that gets the best reaction? Is that the one that people go mental for?
It is. It's just one of those songs, I don't know. And like, little kids know it, like your grandparents know it, mums and dads, and then we've got like students, and I don't know, everyone just seems to love that song, and it's got quite a positive message. So
it takes me right back to school discos. I think that was where I probably first heard it when the show was on TV, and it's real nostalgic feeling.
You say
we, who is currently performing as S Club at the moment?
So we were three, and now we've actually sort of got a little bit smaller. And Joe's working on a solo album, so you know, she's busy doing that. And me and Brad, we were sort of thinking, shall we carry on? Because we had quite a few booked in, and we decided, why not? Let's just do it. And we're sort of, since lockdown is kind of, you know, since we're allowed to come back, we're sort of busier than ever. We've got 75 shows booked in.
Wow, that's amazing.
S Club Duo.
Yeah, right. just FYI, yeah. I think Bob has had some kind of internet disaster, so he's disappeared. Oh. Hopefully he'll be back ASAP. Okay. We'll carry on without Bradley and without Bob.
Just I know, we've lost two boys. What's going on? Have they just run off and sunbathed somewhere?
Yeah, right. Aren't you doing some, there were some performances with Amelia Lilly, is that right?
That's right. So she is actually...
Bob's back.
Sorry, guys. I don't know what happened.
Oh, that's all right. Don't worry.
Oh, I'm glad you're back. Yeah. Yeah, so Amelia Lilly, gorgeous, gorgeous girl. And she's joining us on a couple of the gigs. She's on about four shows so far, but she's going to do more with us. And basically, she's not replacing Joe, because I think a few people were like, oh, no, you know. Mm-hmm. They got rid of Joe and replaced her with Amelia Lilly. Those horrible people. But no, it's not like that at all. Like Joe, no one can replace Joe. There's only one Joe. And and Amelia's just kind of joined the show basically as a guest star. And she's performing her own material as well as joining in on a few of the S Club songs. And she grew up with S Club. So she's... she's a fan as well of the music, so she's it's been really fun, yeah. And we love her songs too, so it's like, you know, we're having a whale of a time. So it's a good show.
There's always rumors in the press, and I'm sure you get asked this all the time, about all seven of you getting back together. Do you think that will happen to you at some point, even if it's just for a one-off?
Well, I'd really like it to happen. I know, like, I've been talking to some of the guys. Hannah, I spoke to not so long ago, and she's up for it. And I know Rachel is too. Rachel's sort of been quite vocal with talking about it in interviews and stuff. So I think we should really, because we're like, S Club's 20 years old, which is crazy. We just feel so old. But yeah, it's I think it's. A lot of our songs are turning 20 this year.
So I need to know when it's happening, because I have to confess, and I know it's always a little bit cringe to say when you're interviewing someone, I was a massive fan, and S Club was such a huge part of my life growing up. So I have to come and see you.
Oh my God, you'll have to come on stage.
I'll come and sing.
He can't sing.
Can I just lip sync? I'll just mime.
Fine. Well, you've got, you're in shape. You can do the choreography.
Oh yeah, I'll dance.
Maybe like...
I can see it already.
I would say probably yes. I think we've just got to get them all together. It's like, I don't know, bands are nightmares, you know. You can never get... all of them in the same room and then always one sort of doing something. But I think it's time.
You guys did have a successful kind of reunion not too long ago, right? Anyway, yes. So, I mean, it's you all get along, you know, and you have your kind of interpersonal relationships. There's not much drama kind of going on amongst you guys.
No. And I must admit, being in a band, it's hard. I mean, it's
And seven's a
hard.
Lot of people and to keep happy all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like seven, like the people who are so different, because everyone's, I don't know, you get that. You have to have this one and that one, someone for everyone. And so we clash when we're on some days and it's just like, but on the reunion, it was just so much fun. I think what it was we were all sort of grown up. We weren't like kids anymore or teenagers, whatever. And we were just like, actually, this is really fun. And we just had the biggest sort of laugh. And I guess because like all the, well, everyone that came to see the show, they were all sort of our age and older basically. And so it was just like a big party. Mm. So it was just, the atmosphere was unbelievable. We were just like, oh, we just wanted it to go on and on and on, because we just did 13 dates. And we were a bit like, oh, you know, is it going to sell? And I think we sold out in 2 minutes.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, that's such an endorsement.
13-day arena tour.
Yeah, that's such an endorsement about the longevity of the music. You know what I mean? People are still listening to it now. Like,
oh yeah, we were shocked. We were like, oh, you know, it's going to be so like awkward if no one comes. We'll just be like, so, and but when it's sold out, we're like, yes, you know, it was amazing, yeah.
I think a lot of bands, you must be one of the only ones that you never read about the scandal that happened, like the massive fallouts backstage where so many bands you'd be like, she hates her and he hates him. But you guys always seem to, you never really had that.
Well, I guess I must admit we weren't angels. However, I think we were just always on planes, really, to be honest, because we had that TV show. I think whereas some bands, like after they release a single, they have a little bit of downtime, they'll go on holiday or whatever, or just kind of have a bit of like family time. But we had to go off, we had to fly off and do a TV show, so we were literally constantly working. So yeah, we didn't really have time to do much else. So it was hard, but it was amazing as well. Like some of the things we did was, you know, you just couldn't, it was like living the dream, pretty much. Yeah. So
and I guess when you're in it, it's really hard, right? Like, in your, but then yes, when you look back at it, you can kind of appreciate it for what it was in the time.
Yeah. And we'll say things like, oh, do you remember when we were in Times Square and we were launching our Barbie dolls? And and we all had to be in these Barbie doll boxes for this like press launch. We had to stand in these boxes like, for literally hours. And I just remember it was just so sweaty and hot and gross. And yeah, that was literally, yeah, it was always really hot when we did photo shoots for some reason, because we were on a beach. I mean, I sound like, you know, we sound so spoiled, but it was like, yeah.
I totally get it, yeah.
It's like, yeah, you kind of miss sort of, what's wrong with a bit of aircon? But yeah, it was a lot of, yeah, sweating. Maybe that's what the S stood for, sweat.
Sweat clubs.
I'm joking. but no, it was fun, yeah.
So when, just to remind everyone, when is the Beat Summer Party?
So it's the 7th of July.
Okay.
And it's at the Gallery, Bar and Brasserie in Ilford.
Ilford, yeah, got it.
Yeah, so it's your neck of the woods, Bobby.
I can't, do you know what, if I'm free, I'm going to try and come down.
Yeah, I don't think, Arj is performing.
So oh, yes, I did
he's
see
gonna
actually,
be there
yeah.
doing his music. And then we've got Fats and Smalls, the Cheeky Girls.
I'm obsessed with
the iconic
Cheeky Girls.
I just remember so seeing good. Those girls and we were like, oh my goodness, they're figures. In the little shorts. We were just like...
Insane.
They're so tiny. We were just like... Yeah, so yeah, jealous.
Anyway, I wonder if they're bringing them little shorts back out. I'm sure
I know. I wonder
it's
what
summer.
They're wearing. Yeah.
Well, and it's presented by Paul Dunan and Simon Gross.
So it's going to be a good one.
Well, best of luck with it. And thank you so much for speaking with us. I'm guessing Bradley, too late, Bradley, you missed out. thank you, Tina. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, apologies for Bradley, but you know.
Honestly, it's fine.
Don't apologise.
I bet he'll log on about 6:45 or something. We'll be like, we've gone.
I know, or like next week, he'll be like, ready.
It was so lovely to speak with you. Thank you for joining us.
Stay safe, Tina.
Bye, darling.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Well, yeah, sorry about Bradley, everyone. But there you go. These things happen. But Tina, what a lovely lady.
Lovely lady. And you know, I know it's always cringe and I often refrain when it's people that, and I always say when I'm growing up, it's them kind of people. But sometimes you just got to tell someone you as a fan.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
It's kind of just mad moments. You think, God, if I'd have known in however many years, we sat there interviewing them on Food Bar Radio, having a lovely old chat.
Do you know what it's funny when you put it like that, I forget sometimes. As a 14-year-old coming home from school and watching the S Club TV show, would have gone nuts to know that I'd be doing this now. But here we are.
Very blessed.
Yeah, very hashtag blessed. So that's the Beat Summer Party in July, and it's hosted by Paul Dunan, Simon Gross, and yeah, like you said, there's Bradley and Tina. Arj, Cheeky Girls, there's loads of people performing. So.
Trip down memory lane, nostalgia.
In it, definitely. So yeah, that's really exciting. Well, up next we have my pre-recorded chat with Wes Nelson. So let's have a listen to that.
Let's do it.
Hi Wes, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm all good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks for speaking to us today. Your room looks very dark. Where are you?
I'm in my studio. It's a bit dark. I can open it up if you want.
No, it's fine. I just thought, lovely weather outside and you're like in a dungeon or something.
This is what I've been living with for the past couple of, well, literally over the year. I've just been sat in here, spending pretty much all my days in the studio. So
yeah. How has things been for you? Obviously everyone's taken the last year all quite differently. How's it been for you?
It's been amazing for me, and it's been difficult, but it's been nice. I think just missing the family and not being able to get out and about and getting some inspiration from the outside world, really. But it's been good. It's been very productive in terms of music and career. So yeah, I'm getting involved with the Doc campaign as well. So
yeah, you've managed to keep busy basically.
I've managed to keep busy, and I'd rather be stressed over busyness than stressed over a lack of work.
Yeah, of course. Tell us a little bit about the campaign that you just mentioned.
So DOT is the name of the company that I'm working with, and obviously the TfL, the Transport for London, has authorised DOT to function within London now, which mm-hmm. are the e-scooters. I've not really got involved with any campaigns. If you look on my Instagram, I've not really been involved in anything, but this one was quite relevant to me, and I don't get involved in anything if it's not worth my time
and
really genuine interest, and for me this was one, because I'm from Stoke-on-Trent, and getting down to and moving to London about 3 years ago was pretty daunting, and I also had zero idea where I am in London and what's going on,
right?
Which I think is the case. If you look at the research, there's I think it's 50% of Brits don't even know the names of the surrounding roads around their area, especially in London. And I thought it was shocking at first, but then I was like, that's me. I'm part of that bracket. So Doc reached out to me, and we've got working. And the concept really is very simple. There's a load of Doc spots around London, with all the different e-scooters at the stations.
Mm.
And what they allow is on Doc spot, ridedotspot.com/dot hotspot dot spots, you can see a map basically of the whole of London with all the different dot spot locations, which are basically different QR codes, 30 different places around London, all the best places, and the London Eye, the House of Parliament, this, that, and the other big places, tourist attractions that you might not necessarily know about. And mm-hmm. obviously there's the main ones like the House of Parliament, like the London Eye, but there's another 28 locations other than that are really cool and sort of go under the radar. And it also gives you a nice route to get through them. So you go through all the different boroughs around London, and you're basically going on a tour of London on a scooter, it's a pound to get it off the dock, and 15p per minute. So it's super duper cheap.
And it's basically just to try and get people out and about again, right?
Exactly, it gets people out and about, and it also, it's not even just that. We're in cars all the time, or we go on an Uber in London, in Uber or the underground. And you never see anything. You just see pitch black, or you just see your car. You're probably on your phone. But with the DOT scooters, you're on the back of a scooter. You're constantly looking around. You don't have your phone, obviously. So you're seeing London for what it actually is, and it's super environmentally friendly, completely 100% renewable energy, and it's electric. It just helps the environment. It helps you get around and see London for the beautiful city that it actually is.
And I think definitely people are wanting to get out and about more. You mentioned like coming from Stoke. I guess that was off the back of Love Island, was it? You decided to move down to London. Your life has obviously been kind of transformed since 2018. How is that like, going from just being an everyman to like someone that people follow, look up to, want to know?
I'm still just a bloke from Stoke. That is me. I'm still just a simple man from Stoke, and I think for me, I've just taken everything in my stride. I think circumstances have changed, but I haven't. And it's good to keep things that way, to stay true to who you are. And I've just taken everything in my stride, and the new fresh venture with music, which I wanted to do for my entire life. Literally my entire life. Anyone who knows me knows I don't stop singing. I've never not got a pen in my hand trying to write something. So for me to embark on this journey now has been quality.
And the music it's gone well, right? I mean, like, you can't really
it's
like
gone all right. It's gone all right. I think even for me, it's been crazy to see how it's gone. Obviously, See Nobody was an absolute beast.
Yeah.
it's gone, it's just about to go platinum. It went double platinum in Ireland. It's just these statistics that I never would have ever even thought I'd be able to say out loud. And then nice to meet you now, especially with the help from Germany in the past week. It's just gone absolutely absurd. We're doing 700,000 streams a day on Just Nice to Meet You alone, which is my second single.
How come it's blown up in Germany?
It's just, I think it was a German TikTok trend that just went nuts. But then after the trend happened, the German and the Austrians and the Swiss, they absolutely loved the song.
And it's so insane, honestly, isn't it?
It's so random. And it's to be going global and around Europe and people enjoying it from all different countries. And mate, I've just been looking at the stats and the charts have just gone like this. And yeah, it's wild to see, but I'm happy now because it's been nearly 100 songs and there's been a lot of quality control to get to the songs that we are putting out, and a lot of hard work, a lot of late nights. Even last night, it was until 5 a.m.
Wow.
So no, there's a lot of work that goes into it that people don't see.
Yeah.
And I haven't had to promote it like crazy. I've just let the music do the talking. I haven't even posted on Instagram for a month. Like, and that's while the song's been out. So people can't say it's been
forced. It's doing its own thing.
Yeah, I haven't forced it. I haven't rammed it down through people's throats. It's just that's what I wanted to do, because it's difficult coming from the obviously reality side and people to take you seriously, and people could say, oh, you got a following, just try and push this, try and do that. I just said, listen, I want people to take me as the music artist that I know I am and take my music seriously. And that's what they have done. And I'm super happy with it.
But did you do Love Island to think in with the mind thinking, no, like, I'll get into music? And
this is the thing, because I was asked to go on Love Island. So
right.
it was never part of the plan. Being an artist was always part of the plan. Obviously, I was a nuclear system design engineer before, and I'd work my butt off to get that job. But so obviously you have something to pay the bills. Obviously you can't just go straight into music and money like that. So it's been good in a sense that you have that platform to sort of bounce off and get that, to get the music in front of people's faces, but the music's got to be good. Otherwise people are never going to listen to it again. And it's difficult. We've seen so many reality stars and people try music or acting and this, that and the other, and it's just not worked. So I'm super grateful that it's worked and the hard work's actually paid off.
When you look back over the kind of the last, like, 3 years, I get confused what year it is now, because we basically missed a year, haven't we? What kind of stands out for you? What kind of moments stand out for you as, like, big things?
Just this past year for me has been absolutely phenomenal doing the music. It's been genuinely has been a lifelong dream, and to get the recognition that it's getting it just blows my mind. And the record deal and getting the plaques on the wall now, and it's crazy to even think, and it's strange and surreal for me to even say it out loud. But I'm just taking it in my stride. And the biggest highlight for me has got to be just the fact that I'm becoming a music artist, and no, not a plaque.
You're doing it. You're really doing it.
It's not a plaque. It's not a particular moment. It's just the fact that I'm living what I wanted to do, and this is my dream career. So I'm happy. That's my highlight.
Well, the new series of Love, I actually just got sent some in my day job, I'm a journalist, and yeah. I got sent some paparazzi images of them constructing the Love Island villa now. So it's obviously coming back soon. What kind of advice would you give to people who are like about to go in? I read someone saying, like, don't have sex in the villa. Don't do it.
Yeah, I did it and I was fine.
Yeah, true, true.
It's this is the things that people can say, don't do this, don't do that. There's no do's or don'ts. Just do you. It is literally that simple. And I think the reason I've been successful, I'm not blowing my own trumpet, but the reason I think I've done well and come out and been reflected in a nice way is because I actually was honest. I was honest with myself. I didn't go in with a game plan. I went in for what it is, which is fun. Like, people sometimes think they get it confused with, you can go on Love Island and get this career after and this, that and the other. And 9 times out of 10, they're the people that come out within a week because they've got this game plan and people see straight through it. Just go on there, have fun. If something comes of it, something comes of it. If you meet someone, you meet someone. And if you don't, you don't. But I think just go on it and have fun and be unapologetically yourself, and people will start to like you.
I think in truth, most people don't find love there, do they? You know, it's difficult. Like 90% probably don't end up in a couple.
Yeah, but then that's the same with it. You look at it and there's probably a better ratio of people that find love in Love Island than there is in a club. And that's where, like, 90% of the youngsters go in a bar and stuff like that. There's loads of people that you meet in a bar and this, that, you never speak to again. It's love at the end of the time. It's not going to work out sometimes, and it's not going to be perfect. They can put you in a situation where the best situation possible, which is probably Love Island, but they can't keep you together.
Force after. It. Yeah.
You can't force it.
Do you think it's kind of, having done the show, that it has an effect on your love life now? Do people still think, like, you are the person you were in the villa, sort of thing?
Yeah, because people have their ideas of who you are because they think you know you after they've watched a couple of hours of you on television. And I'm very private now. I've obviously been quite open before with my love life post show, but now I'm keeping everything super private. I think I'm just going to keep closed doors and everything, and not because I'm got any anxiety about it or I'm feeling a bit nervous. It's just I just like to keep my I'm trying to keep love life as normal as possible without having to jump through hoops for people's expectations.
Is that what you learned along the way then? I think so.
Yeah, you can't keep everyone happy. No matter what you do, people are going to have an opinion on your relationship. And 90% of the time, they can only have an opinion on it if you put it out there yourself. So if I just keep it to myself and I'm happy with it intrinsically, I'm happy with that. I can have a good, healthy relationship if that's the case.
Would you ever like make a little guest appearance in the villa or something? Do you think?
Hey, let's see what happens for the music thing. That would be cool. You know when they get the artists coming?
Oh yeah, that would be so good.
that's my pass back into the villa is the music group.
And do you think now music is just where you're at? That's what you're going to kind of focus on now. We're not going to see you on any other reality shows or anything.
Hey, I'd never rule it out, and I'm not here to burn bridges. But for me, music is the sole goal for me. There'll be spots of TV here and there, I'm sure, with different shows and other appearances. But right now, I'm full steam ahead with music.
If you were to get invited back, then surely that would be an opportunity to go on holiday. To be honest, which I think is what most people want.
For work purpose, if I'm going there to perform, hey, I'll get the next ticket to Mallorca. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Well, cool, Wes. Thanks so much for speaking to us today, and best of luck with the music and stuff. I'm glad to hear it's going so well for you.
Thank you so much.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, man.
Bye. Thank you very much, Wes. That was great, and thanks for being. I apologise for the flower delivery at the end that really ruined the vibe. That was great to speak to him. What have you got coming up next week, Bob? Anything exciting?
Next week, I've got an exciting bit of filming coming up for something. I can't say at the minute. Like
Secret a little squirrel.
Pre-record for sake of Secret Squirrel, but that's exciting. Mm-hmm. What else have I got? Oh, I've got a friend's, she's doing like a little party in the garden.
Oh, lovely.
There's a state of us getting together. Gonna, you know, have a bottle of bubbles.
Oh, lovely.
A cucumber sandwich. Pretend we're posh.
That's delightful.
By 6 o'clock, we'd be ordering a Domino's.
Obviously.
It got to be done. Love and meat face. You know me, garlic and herb. And then I'll feel guilty for the next 3 days and just be back in that gym.
Naturally. I've got rowing this weekend. Let's hope I don't have another terrible session. I've also got a friend's birthday on Friday evening, which will be really nice. So yeah, I mean,
what are you doing for it? Going out or indoor house party?
We're having a little party. My friend has a studio, like a big open-doored studio, where he does. He's a set designer, and we're going to go and have a little party in there.
Lovely.
So it'll be fun, and you can turn the music up as loud as you want because there's no one around, so like our own little club.
Plus, as it's meant to be raining, you've got shelter as well.
Exactly. So that should be really nice. And that's about it. I think I need to get to an IKEA, Bob. I'm getting stressed. My weekends have been so busy being social, and I need a bathroom cabinet, I need picture frames, I need new crockery, I need all sorts. So I need to work out some time, and I mean it really is like first world problems, isn't it? I'm
just, you know, somewhere that's really good for photo I mean, I love them, and I'm always going on.
Go on.
The Range.
You're like my mum. That's my mum's favourite shop.
I love it.
Interesting. I don't even know if there is one near me. I'll have to say that.
Yeah, I guess in central London, I bet there probably isn't many. I don't actually know, actually.
There's a few industrial estates near me that have those big outlet shops. So maybe somewhere on there. But yeah, I'll keep that in mind.
A huge double floored one near me, which I just love. You can spend an hour in there just looking. I just love all the odds and sods in there.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. You look around my flat, it's just full of crap.
Love an IKEA. I don't remember the last time I went to IKEA. It was definitely pre-panny day.
Yeah, same. So I'm keen to get down.
It'd be a bit emotional actually going in there. I wonder if they still do them amazing meatballs.
Of course they do, Bob. That's like their biggest seller.
Yeah, it's worth going to Ikea just for the meatballs. Oh, yeah, go treat yourself. Always get a few good little bits in there.
Yeah, exactly.
But don't you find you go in there with what? So you say, I want two things. I come out with a trolley.
Okay, 100%.
That's good. That's only a pound.
Oh, send a candle.
I'll have that. I'll come out with fake plants. Okay, Joel's got a trolley full.
But then I always end up throwing half of it out. So I just have to be better
and
with
the two things you wanted, you don't even buy. You just get caught up in it all.
Yeah, that's the secret of IKEA.
But supermarket sweep, you're running around throwing it all in the trolley. Think you've got to have it. Oh, well, enjoy, babes. Actually, I might have to have an IKEA. I've got IKEA jealousy right now.
Do it, babes, do it.
Treat ourselves.
Exactly. Well, until next week, everyone, thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Bye, guys. Stay safe.